You are listening to Drop Tent Media Network.
It's turkey time.
Jive, motherfucker!
Jive, turkey.
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 Okay. We're good.
Gravy. Welcome to Jive Turkeys.
Welcome to Jive Turkeys.
This is episode...
Good job. You did good. I'm proud of you.
My name is Tyson.
I am Jacob. And that guy and over there... It's Jason. I talked right over his fucking introduction. Go ahead and say it again.
They know who he is. They know who he is. Jason. It's Jason.
Every episode could be somebody's first episode. Tyson. Marvel.
No.
Stan Lee method.
You start at episode one or you get the fuck out.
Fair enough. Fair enough. We are back.
We are.
It has been a holiday.
Is that what you want to call it?
Yes. We're okay. Back from Thanksgiving.
It wasn't my worst holiday.
It wasn't. Haha. Shout out to that guy.
My worst holiday
which
podcast.
Which we're going to be on pretty soon, the 17th.
17th?
Yeah.
Oh,
Yeah.
Is that a Wednesday?
Yeah, I think
okay,
so.
Okay, all right.
Or maybe it's a Tuesday. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Coming to my worst holiday pretty soon. Our triumphant return. Hopefully this time he'll...
It is a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday.
Tuesday, okay.
We'll figure it out.
I'll get there.
All right, so... Look for us there, and maybe we'll be good enough to actually be featured on his actual iTunes feed, because we weren't last time.
Really?
Nope. I take it as a personal offense. So just be prepared.
A slight.
Yeah. That's why I haven't bought a shirt of his and worn it on camera yet. So take that, fucker.
Yeah, we'll All right.
So. How was everybody's Thanksgiving? Uh-huh. That fart smells terrible, Tyson. Jesus Christ. I can't even think about what I was
It was a little slow rib. I don't smell it.
I do.
I haven't smelled it yet. So.
Oh, it's coming your way.
No.
Oh, God. Yeah, it's down there. All right.
It's making its way up, and it's not a good one.
You know what? You want to know what that one is? That one's Rodeo King from Burger King.
Gross. Oh, God.
All right. So how was everybody's Thanksgiving?
My actual Thanksgiving was fantastic.
Okay.
Thanksgiving Day. I slept in. I got up. I watched. I finished watching season four of Preacher. I took a couple of naps. It was fucking fantabulous.
What?
Fantabulous.
Fantabulous, Jacob.
Fantabulous.
Yeah, it's a common word.
Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm not up with the new hip jive.
It's an old word.
Okay.
It's an old word.
Fair enough.
Yeah, it was good. It was okay. I needed it considering the month.
Yeah, the month you had. Two accidents and dealing with the insurance companies.
You could say November was a wreck.
It was absolutely
woof. Yeah.
You can't make
You're
fun
too
of my
proud of
anymore.
Yourself for that one.
that was a proud moment right there. So yeah,
good job.
Yeah, no, I wrecked my car, and a week later I got a new car. 3 days into getting my new car, somebody backed into me and wrecked my new car.
Oh god!
So
now you get the joke.
So I spent 3 weeks in rental cars, and it was a. It's a pain in the ass. Absolute
sounds like
pain
it.
In the ass.
I'm sorry, that sucks.
Well, not only that, but my insurance didn't cover the entirety of the car. The gap insurance Christ. Didn't cover the entirety of what was left over. I still owe $1,100.
Good lord!
It could have been worse.
So
could have been a lot worse.
So I'm still gonna, for at least 4 months.
Been
I'm gonna
four
have
grand.
Two, I'm gonna have yeah.
You could have been dead too.
Yeah,
or,
no more show.
That, you know.
Well, no, you guys could have still had a show.
We would have replaced him.
Yeah, you could have replaced me easily.
Definitely would have replaced him. Why is my ears going out? My ears
can,
are going out.
Okay, sorry. My microphone malfunction.
But, I mean, you guys could replace me easily. Anybody can come up with bad puns and
like
horrible
Will.
Jokes.
Like Will.
Yeah, except Will's moving. He was supposed to be here tonight, but he couldn't show up.
You motherfucker. Wait, when is he moving?
He's moving this weekend.
You motherfucker. Yeah. You should have come on for one last time. For
this was supposed to be his farewell episode.
I guess it's farewell.
Yeah. later, Will? I guess, you fucking traitor.
I wouldn't go that far.
No, I call him a traitor because he works for us in Jacksonville.
Yeah.
And he's going down to the Orlando branch. So yeah. I can call him a traitor.
See, it's so Tyson, as someone who has been a traitor, it just hurts to be called a traitor when you don't feel like you're actually being a traitor.
Is that a trigger word for you?
It's a trigger word for me. I'm not a traitor. Okay. Fuck you. I'm not a traitor. So Tyson, I was doing what was best for me.
What? Who called you a traitor? Who hurt you this bad? My God.
It was when I was a kid. It's over now. It was a whole thing.
Did I call you a traitor?
No, I didn't have anything to do with you.
Oh. I was about to say.
Not a damn thing.
If you're holding that resentment that long, I apologize.
If anything, I'm good at holding.
It's a grudge.
It's resentment.
Tyson, how was your Thanksgiving?
While you were celebrating Thanksgiving, I was studying the art of a grudge. What was the other word?
Holding?
No.
Holding a grudge?
What was another
resentment.
Word?
Resentment.
Yeah. I was studying the art of resentment. While you were eating turkey, I was studying The Grudge.
The movie?
And now,
the new one.
And now, in this time of your anger, you come to me for figuring that shit out. So my Thanksgiving was pretty good.
What the fuck just happened?
That was a flat tire is what that was.
Jesus Christ.
It was a flat tire.
Get it? Because tire spelled with a Y in England.
So we went up to Tennessee. Traffic was not that bad because we left early as a motherfucker on Wednesday. So we got through Atlanta traffic before noon.
Ooh, that's impressive.
From Jacksonville, Florida. So we left early. You can probably do the math on that one.
Congrats.
But we got through Atlanta pretty flawlessly. Got up to Tennessee. We brined a turkey for like 12 plus hours. Man, we cooked a turkey the next day for a couple hours while we went out shooting in the mountains. It was fun shit. Fun shit.
What kind of shooting?
Guns.
Okay.
Like shooting.
Legal like porno.
No.
Wild guns, or were they like free roam guns?
Isn't it free range?
Free range.
This is free range, Jason. Whatever.
Jesus. I don't give a fuck.
Fucking noob.
My fucking joke fell flat. Shut up.
Yeah, it did.
It really would have been free range because you shoot at a range and we didn't pay for it.
Yeah. So fuck you, Jason.
Yeah, we were just shooting cans and shit out there, doing a little plinking. And then we went and ate some turkey.
Is that the term for shooting cans is plinking?
Just shooting at shit. Yeah, plinking.
Just shooting at shit or just like
just anything bottles, really, cans. Like bottles, cans.
There's deer sign.
Just pow! Shooting at the ground like that's plinking. Like
okay,
just shooting. I didn't know that. Yeah. Well, yeah, if it's not just strictly target shooting, even target shooting could fall under plinking if you're just out there plinking. You know,
just out with the boys.
Yeah, and then we went and ate some turkey and some dressing, and I got one of the turkey legs. It was good. It was delicious. And, and then we came back on Saturday instead of Sunday because Sunday is the worst day.
Yeah, you don't drive. Travel on that.
Oh, yeah, we got a nice little brand-new 4K TV on Black Friday. First time I have ever been Black Friday shopping. I never wanted to go Black Friday shopping. But yeah, it wasn't too bad. We waited in line for like an hour, but we got our TV for pretty damn good price, and and it works great. So
nice.
Yeah, it was a good Thanksgiving overall.
That's awesome. Cool.
Did it the American way, shot guns and spent money and ate a lot of food. Yeah. Huh. What about you, Jacob?
Very American.
What'd you do for Thanksgiving?
So I, like Jason, I got to sleep in. Because I didn't have to work.
Yeah.
So we slept in. We watched pretty much TVs and movie or TVs. We watched TV shows and movies all day. We went to her family's house for Thanksgiving, my fiance. And we were there for maybe 3 hours. In and out. Boom, boom. Done. Came home. And
quick and easy.
Yeah. I also have a 4K TV that I bought from Black Friday. Yeah. But I didn't have to stand in line for it. I just bought it online and picked it up at the store.
Have you ever done Black Friday shopping before?
I have done Black Friday shopping before.
I have too. I don't like it.
It sucks. I hate it.
You had a better, you must have had a better experience.
I had a pretty good experience. Well, I was, all right, I was up in a really small mountain town.
Oh, so there was nobody there.
So, I mean, everybody in the town was there, but it was
all 15 of them.
Yeah, all, it was like all, you know, 200 of them. Yeah, so,
like 12 different clans.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
There's something to be said about trying it in like Lake City. It's just not fun.
Yeah, I would never have gone Black Friday shopping in Jacksonville or Lake City.
I did it in Lake City one time.
Even Baker County was supposedly really bad. My sister was there. My sister was there. She went shopping for something not Black Friday related on Black Friday at Walmart. Like, what do you? And she was surprised that there were people there.
Yeah, they start Thanksgiving night.
Yeah.
I had a friend who got off work Thursday because he worked Thursday. He got off work and he went to go get his girlfriend, like, none of the Chinese places were open, but she really wanted Chinese food because she was pulling like a double. So he went in there to get her some like PF Chang's or whatever.
Yeah.
But he couldn't find a checkout. So he's like wandering around the store trying to find somebody to check him out. It was just fucking madness. So he ended up like buying it in the electronics.
Wow. So he got the fuck out. Bro, why? Dude, just leave with it. They're literally not checking anyone. They're making sure they don't pull their hair out of her little tyke's fucking cart, man.
Yeah. I can't remember where it was at, but I was at this Walmart recently, and they had this girl walking around the Walmart with a shopping cart, and it said, like, shop with me, Merry Christmas, something like that. And she had a scanner that printed receipts on it.
What?
And she was checking people out, like, whoever was ready, regardless of where they are. Yeah.
It's like there's Chick-fil-A chicks in the drive-thru. Yeah, just it was like standing that, out 3 miles away from the Chick-fil-A.
And she had a shopping cart full of bags and just checking people out, like putting their shit in bags right there, handing it to them. And
that's
fucking
it was interesting. I've never seen anything like that before. So
they're getting smarter.
It saved me from having to wait in a line, so I was pretty happy.
There you go.
No, I got stuck. I went 1 year to get a Power Wheels. From my then fiance's daughter. And so I got there. I was there, like, I'd closed the night before. I got just a few hours of sleep. I got up at like 4:30. I was up there by 5:30, just standing in line. I waited till they opened the door, you know, opened the area so we could go in there and get one.
So you go over there and just lay over it like all those other fucking people
and,
did.
And of course, it wouldn't have been so bad because I'm half asleep and I'm like, whatever, I can deal with this. But there's fucking piece of shit woman just sitting in the front. She's like, you know, Daddy Long Legs can't bite you because their legs is too long.
Yeah, that's the reason.
They can't bend down and bite
you
because
they're the deadliest spider in the world.
Their legs is too long. They can't bite you.
That's the reason.
And I'm sitting there, and of course, I'm digging my fingernails into my palm, trying not to say anything because I know it will start. Because she was one of those, you know, if you were,
will argue to the death.
And it would have become a fight. She would have been throwing shit. It would have been horrible.
She would have been calling a bunch of fucking dudes and like 4x4 trucks, and they'd be all pulling up.
Yeah, it was
the Renegade
like,
Squadron.
Oh, fuck, are you kidding me? You know, so.
I hear so much bullshit about Daddy Long Legs, like fucking departed myths.
Okay, so I am a pest control specialist.
Yeah.
All spiders have venom.
Yeah.
Most spiders, their fangs aren't strong enough to penetrate human skin.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And plus, Daddy Long Legs technically aren't even spiders.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Learn something new every day.
So fuck all you guys.
But their legs is too long. They can't bite you.
Well, they don't call them they don't call them Daddy Long Spiders. They just call them Daddy Long Legs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
But yeah. So
are they arachnids?
Yes. But they're technically more in the dust mite family. They're kind of like,
that makes them even creepier. They're these big ass mites with long legs.
Yeah, exactly. Ugh. So
do they have venom?
I don't think so.
Do they spin webs? They're no. groundwalkers, aren't they?
Yeah, they catch their prey on the prowl.
Ooh.
There's like there's the ones that build webs to catch, there's the ones that hunt on the ground. That's about it. Jason.
Yo.
You got some fuck your state you want to lay on us?
I got one. But before I do that, I have
an addendum.
I have an invention idea.
You have an invention?
Oh, kind of. Yes.
Well, it's more like a business plan.
Still,
but it's still an invention. Yeah.
Okay. I don't have an invention thing yet, but I'll work on it.
It's no problem. I don't
care. We'll do a quick impromptu one.
Okay.
Jason is a mad scientist, and he builds things, but sometimes not things, but more like organizations.
Is that the video we're going to play? I like it. I just have the bees like underneath it. It's just like flashing lights and shit.
I should have danced when I sung that. I don't even remember what I said.
Don't even worry about it. I'll make it festive.
Fucking like an overlay of like fucking flowers around my head and shit.
Yeah, like a Snapchat filter.
Yeah.
Okay.
Jason, what's your invention?
I want to start my own television channel, right? You know, like everybody's got one now. Why can't I? You know, I set it up on one of those streaming channels, right?
Yeah,
I want to set it up like I'm going to make like Bollywood style films based off of real film, like regular films, but starring me.
The like, only white guy in any of the Bollywood film
right,
movies.
Well, no, I mean that's not. It, but
just you know, in just, the style.
That's pretty
style.
Fucking genius.
Yeah. Just that style. So so like you know there'll be a rip off of Roadhouse, but it'll be like Load House. And it'll just be me as Patrick Swayze.
I like that.
And I'll be like, you know, that way I can stand out next to the fucking, you know, I can stand out next to the river all fucking oiled up, shirtless, fucking doing Tai Chi.
Yes.
Well, you know.
I would
you know
watch
what I'm saying?
This.
Like, I
I'd
think
watch
I would
the
be,
fuck out of it.
And I'm sure at this point in time, I could afford Sam Elliott, so I could get him back to reprise his role.
he just did a voice for Lady and the Tramp live action. I think he's accessible. No,
just say it.
What are you doing, Load?
I'll get all the sleep I need when I'm dead.
Pick the wrong Mario, SC.
I want to do a
have him play a cholo.
Yeah,
like actually a cholo.
But he's in like tan face.
Yeah. Oh god. No.
With fucking like MS-13 tattoos.
All right, I'm sorry I went there.
We'll just get some furniture polish and just
This
is a nice, you know, oak stain.
They say I smell like lemon pledge.
Cherry, but
I don't care.
I want to do a TV show, and it's going to be a spoof of Touched by an Angel, but it's going to be called Touched by an Angle. And
what?
And what happens is you know, there's a certain situation that's set up, you know, and people are trying to learn a lesson, and when they learn the lesson, Kurt Angle comes out of nowhere and fucking just puts them to fucking sleep.
Yes.
He just wrestles them to the fucking ground and just manhandles them.
I actually really like this idea.
Oh my
touched
god!
Touched by an angle.
Yeah,
and when you think about it, it's kind of creepy sounding.
Yeah, exactly. Just the whole like in every episode, like you just in the background, you just see Kurt Angle just in the
just
back,
looming,
just seething, just ready to pounce. Just
I don't know why.
Flexing.
I don't know why that reminds me of that episode of Tim and Eric where they have the guy hiding in the bushes and he's just. Spaghetti.
Oh yeah,
you know
he jumps out at him.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like that, but with Kurt Angle, and it's just called Touched by an Angle.
But yeah, you know, I've been thinking about like different movies, like you know, like The Outlaw Lodi Wales. You know, anything
I'll
I can
give
throw,
that. One
I would,
to you.
I would anything, actually love to see that.
Yeah. Anything
a
I can
fistful of load holds.
Jason playing the load with no name.
There you go. See?
The, yeah. Oh my god, the load with no name.
Yeah,
the good, that the bad, and the Lodi. I can keep doing this all
you
day
should
long.
Start your own band
a fistful of loads.
I think that they've got that one. I think that's a porn.
Every
it might
load.
Be we'd have to check that one.
Every which
don't
load
steal
it. They like you could branch off from there and like start doing your band and stuff. And be like load the wet sprocket. And stuff.
That's the type of movie somebody would be looking for porn and end up watching the entire movie.
Go, what the
like huh.
It was art.
And they would share it with their friends. Yeah. You're not gonna fucking believe what I just saw.
Exactly.
And then it you know
fistful of loads.
So
that's
yeah,
fucking
that
great.
Was...
For a few loads more.
Lodi and the Bandit. Come on now, I get to drive a fast car.
Lodi and the Bandit.
Or Smokey and the Load. I could be
Smokey and the Load. That sounds very porny.
If we call it Smokey and the Load, I could actually hire Chris Tucker to reprise his role.
Oh, that would be great. There's load hour.
Yeah, yeah. I was trying to get there. Yeah.
Man, Jason Loadout, you're crazy.
Yes, yes, that's what I'm going for. I'm going to lay that down. I've got ideas.
I like
I
it.
Just
you,
start
you have a
shit.
Solid bedrock to create an
you,
empire.
Now I understand why he's so into puns.
Right?
He like makes sexual puns out of his name all the time.
Yeah,
and you know what?
How long
you know
have
the
we
channel?
Known Jason?
Yeah, yeah. I just didn't. I never connected that.
You know what the channel is going to be called? Lodestone.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. But spelled LOAD.
Yeah, 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 for sure. Just
Jeez. Lodestone programming. I'm down.
Dude, I think we should start shooting stuff like this for the Patreon.
If anybody wants to, be a producer.
Yeah, if you're a Patreon supporter, technically you are a producer because you've given us money.
And we'll give you a film quality camera. We can actually make this happen.
We can give you producer credits. I'm not kidding. I'll do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I just got to find.
Let's start playing around with this idea. Seriously.
We'll start out with Loadhouse. I think that's the groundwork. Loadhouse.
We could do it.
I could get a gimbal and a shotgun mic, and we could like maybe work something out.
No, seriously. Real.
Yeah,
we could film some of this on like the St. Mary's River. I mean, there's it's, you know.
And then we know Greg. So Greg owns that bar, the Crooked Rooster. We could totally see if he'll let us film there.
Speaking of which, so there's a guy I work with. His name's Steve, and everybody says that Steve and I look alike. We don't look alike.
You really don't.
We don't, but everybody confuses us, right? So I'm coming out of the store. Greg's over there fucking grabbing mail out of the mailbox. And I just waved at him. And he's like, "Hey, Stevie." And I was like, "Motherfucker."
I fucking hate you now.
Damn it.
His hair is not as long as yours.
Not even close.
You don't have the same face.
I know.
I don't understand that.
We don't have
the
same body style.
Exactly. That is so weird.
It is. It's what it is. I don't know.
Oh, well. So, Jason, you want to do some... There we go. So, Jason, you want to do some fuck your states?
Oh, we're going to jump right into mine. Okay, yeah. First block is mine.
Uh-huh.
All of mine. All right, you guys ready for this one?
Fuck your state.
Fuck both of you.
If you don't mute it, I'm going to ask that every time.
All right. I'll make sure next time I mute it.
You're going to forget and I'm going to ask.
God damn it.
We can't do transitions.
See, it's funny to ruin the transition and make Jacob angry. Like that would increase viewership. Sure. I do it for the greater good or something.
Increase the listenership, but increase my blood pressure. That's what you're going for?
Yes.
I tried not to laugh.
So, Jason, before you do your thing, your fuck your state, do you remember, and I don't think you were here for this, Tyson.
Do you remember?
A few months back, we did a show where that asshole threw that little kid off of the railings.
I didn't throw a kid off any railings.
Off the Mall of America. Do you remember this?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What?
Yeah. A little recap. It was like a 19-year-old guy or something, and he just got like fed up and threw this little kid over the railing, and he fell 40 feet. This is back in April 12th. Yeah. Threw him off of the balcony. He broke...
That was a Will episode.
It was a Will episode. It was a 24... He was 24, not 19. I'm sorry. He had to do two broken arms, broken leg, fractures to his face and skull, and he had to undergo 15 separate medical procedures and surgeries due to the injuries and severe complications. I just wanted to do a follow-up on this kid, and he's walking perfectly now. He is going back to school. It's almost like it never happened.
Good.
They set up a GoFundMe page.
He's half Terminator now, though. Yeah. Holy shit.
Yeah, I'm sure he's got metal and... pins and screws and
they had a hit an open wound on his stomach and it's finally scabbed over and new skin is growing.
An open wound on his stomach from a fall. That's like
he fell 40 feet.
Yeah, that's
and he got thrown. He didn't like just fall. He got thrown. So
wow.
But yeah, everybody, he's good.
Any follow up on the asshole that threw him?
he's getting fucked in the asshole now. In prison.
He was sentenced to 19 years in prison after pleading guilty to attempted murder.
He pled guilty to that shit.
He told him
it was an accident. I slipped. I was just trying to hold him. They only get fucking molestation or
something. This is where it gets weird. He told investigators he decided to hurt the child after going to the mall looking for someone to kill.
That's premeditated. He should have gotten a lot more than fucking 19.
The man said that he had been rejected by women for years, which caused him to lash out and be aggressive.
So you want to hurt a kid?
Yeah, so he went and hurt a child.
You fucking idiot.
Yeah,
fuck this guy.
Be a man. Hit a woman.
Jesus. Short? No.
I'm kidding. That was a joke.
Well, we're officially done. There we go. There's all of our female listenerships.
I'm kidding.
Guys, I'm sorry.
It was a joke. I'm sorry. It was a bad joke.
So sorry.
Tyson's taking all my puns. I had to do something.
First off, you don't blame Tyson for anything.
He was taking my puns earlier.
Yeah, I'm a goddamn saint. Fuck you.
So, Jason, what
is that how saints talk?
Yes, that's exactly it. Yeah, I remember Saint Christopher saying something about that. Go ahead with your fuck your stage.
This one.
Nobody's ever called me a saint before. I don't know. I don't know how to deal with it. It's almost like you told me you're proud of me. Oh my
god! I knew that was coming.
Those tears are genuine too. Look at them.
I got like slightly moist, like right eye.
He's got deep eye.
Just the right eye. It's not even dripping. It's just like slightly moist on one side. It might even be an infection. I'm not sure.
Jesus! It's pink eye. You got to quit digging at your ass, man.
That never happened.
You dig in the brown eye, man. You put in your blue eye. You're going to get a pink eye.
What were we talking about?
Jason's doing fuck your state.
Oh, yeah.
Eventually.
Go for it.
Okay. This.
Wait, you want to do the transition again?
No.
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 Please, God, no. I can't do this again.
So this one comes to us from Utah. We've been hitting Utah pretty good lately.
Fuck you, Utah.
Good old Utah.
Yeah. So
Utah pal.
A Utah woman is fighting a case that could force her to register as a sex offender.
Sweet.
Because her stepchildren saw her topless in her own house.
That's dubious.
Oh, I get why she would have to register as a sex offender.
Because
she wasn't wearing her Mormon undergarments. Oh. Her magic pajamas.
Underwear.
Oh, yeah, it's Utah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's why. It's because she wasn't following the Mormon faith. But, she's going to have to register as a sex offender.
If she was the only wife, then yeah. If she had there were multiple wives, then it's fine.
This was a joke, not the technical debate about how the Mormons work.
The Mormons are terrible people. They're great people. They follow a shitty religion.
I shoot the devil horns at every fucking Mormon missionary I see. They like look at me and then like immediately turn away like they didn't
like
see me.
Like it's a sin to look at you.
And Zayvon can attest to this. Like
she gets mad when you do.
Yeah, she does. She gets so mad when I do it, but she's seen me do it so many times.
It's so funny though. It's so funny.
Oh man.
I'm sorry, Jason. Go ahead.
Oh, you're fine.
Utah titties.
So
she got flagged.
In late 2017 or early 2018, Tilly Buchanan said she and her old man were they took their shirts off to keep them from getting dirty while they were working in the garage.
What?
They were in the garage. They were working. Whatever.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's what they say. They were probably banging.
We were working in the garage. Yeah.
So the stepchildren
were draining the oil.
The stepchildren who at that time were 9 and 13.
The family bus.
Sorry. No, it's fine. They apparently the kids walked in on them, right?
So that's a kid
while they were
problem.
Topless. And she explained that she considers herself a feminist and wanted to make a point that everybody should be free or should be fine walking around the house.
Doesn't
or anywhere
she know
else
that hippies
skin showing.
Have to go to California?
So she was charged with 3 counts of misdemeanor lewdness
involving
a child.
Who fucking reported her?
The children's biological mother reported the incident to authorities because she was alarmed.
She was fucking jealous.
Child welfare.
Jealous.
Yeah, she's probably
titties.
Just mad. She's probably mad that her old man has got a new woman.
Yeah,
that's probably what it
absolutely.
Is.
Here's the thing. This just shows you how sexist this is. She's getting. They were both topless, but she's the only one getting charged.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's fucked up.
She
should fight that.
No, that's you. That's what she is fighting it.
Them kids shouldn't have to look at his hairy man nipples.
Yeah, fuck that. Have you ever seen a man's nipples?
Apparently,
God did not create nipples for a man.
No,
it wasn't Satan.
They're
either.
Left over from when we had vaginas.
Yes, we all had vaginas.
Every one of us. Men are just failed women.
Exactly. Thank you, Tyson.
Or women are failed men.
No, don't ever say that.
I can say the other one.
Yeah.
Fucking double standards.
Yes, Tyson.
Well, after the
I'm just saying real shit over here.
After the joke I made, you got to bring in our female listeners.
Yeah,
back,
we're trying to bring them back, Tyson. J- Jason fucked the dog on that one.
I did. And somebody came to my work and showed video. But remember that?
Yes. Papa John? Oh my God, dude, was the first episode.
Yeah. Wait, what happened?
Wow. The woman set up a video cam and caught her roommate fucking her dog.
It was a German Shepherd.
Yes. And the dog started acting fucking weird and squirrely and. So she took.
Oh, so she set up a camera because it was acting weird.
Yeah, she was acting squirrely. And so she confronted him while he was at work at Papa John's with the video.
Oh my God! What do you think Papa John would say about that?
We'll talk about Papa John a little bit later.
I'm trying to transition.
Well, I'm not. He's not done story. Yet.
It doesn't matter. He set me up to me get the glory of the transition.
That was a great transition, though. But, I'm sorry.
But child welfare services were already investigating the children, not involved.
They're
investigating
what?
Children?
Well, they were investigating
some badass
kids.
There was
a separate investigation involving the children, but not involved with Buchanan herself. Okay. So,
I don't know.
She could be registered as a sex offender for 10 years if she's convicted.
That's fucked. Utah, get your shit together, man.
Yep.
What the fuck?
So yeah, that's out of Utah. Fuck you, Utah.
Well, fuck those kids' real mom. Like, damn, yeah, they're gonna see titties at some point.
Yeah. Why not see your mom's tits first?
Well, hey, what's her number? Because obviously she puts out.
Fuck off.
Jesus.
Bye, ladies.
We just got him back, and I got him away.
That's not necessary. No, so the real mom, yeah, but the stepmom, it doesn't say whether she has real kids or not.
Didn't say she had real tits either.
How do you know she puts out?
I said the real mom.
Oh, my bad.
You right. Because you said fuck her, and I was like, yeah, what's her number?
Jesus. You right.
So...
She seems like a bitch, which is right up my alley. That's the kind of girl that I end up with.
The kind of bitch that's right up.
Jason.
That's what? So fucking what? Sad.
It's true, though. I seem to attract the...
And now, a word from our sponsors.
So, to go back to Tyson's genius Papa John's segue.
So, Papa John's did a fucked up thing.
So... Have you guys watched this really cryptic and weird interview?
No,
I've seen a few things from it.
That's all you need to know are the clips because like the whole interview is fucking weird.
Yeah.
But have you heard Papa John talk normally? Like when he talks, like have you ever heard him talk?
I never paid attention to
when him. When he talks, he sounds like a normal person.
Yeah.
In this interview, for some fucking reason, like during the interview, I'm just waiting for Chris Hansen to come out of the corner with a plate of cookies because his voice sounds so. Like it's like they almost try to like distort it to protect his identity, but they didn't blur his face. His voice sounds so fucking weird.
You know why? Because he ate what he ate in the amount of time he ate it.
But here's
what?
Just here's the news clip. So let's listen to this together. Are you guys ready for this?
I'm listening.
Guys, he's just not having it. The founder and former CEO of his namesake restaurant did an interview with a local Louisville affiliate, and he accused his successor, Steve Ritchie, and current and former board members of conspiring against him. Schnatter was ousted after admitting to using a racial slur on a conference call last summer. He says executives used that incident to, quote, steal the company from him. More importantly, Schnatter said the company's pizza just isn't the same since he's gone. Take a listen.
I've had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days, and it's not the same pizza. It's not the same product. It just doesn't taste as good. The way they're making the pizza, the way
more
they're putting
pizza
the pizza together is just not fundamentally sound to what makes a Papa John's pizza a Papa John's pizza.
He's trying to fuck
Schnatter
the company.
Schnatter is no longer the company's largest shareholder. He's been selling off his stock over the last year. In the interview, he talked about a, quote, a day of reckoning coming in which the truth would come out about what actually happened. Papa John's did not respond to a request for comment on the interview, which went viral online. You saw celebrities like Chrissy Teigen, Sarah Silverman all tweeting about it. We should note, though, Papa John's stock is up about 55% year to date. They have a new CEO, Rob Lynch.
So let me find the day of reckoning thing because it sounds – this is a man unhinged.
No, it doesn't help that he's sweating fucking olive oil.
He's got a greasy sheen to him. It's really fucking weird.
He is lubricated. He is ready to go.
Yes, he's like, he just oozes that garlic sauce that you fucking come with. Like it's fucking weird.
You know what's coming.
I've had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days. I've had over 40 pizzas in the last 30
distorted.
Days. I've had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days. I've had over 40 pizzas.
I get it. All right. I just want to see the day of reckoning thing. Shit.
Shit. He'd probably be stroking out. Like,
yeah, like he's like, on the verge of having a fucking stroke.
40 pizzas in 30 days. What the fuck, man? At the same, has he been going around to different pizza places? That's what I want to know. Has it been different?
No, it's the same location? One in his area, like right down the road.
It's just like, they just keep fucking my food up. Don't they know who I am?
So does that mean, that means he cuts all of his pizzas into either 6 or 12 slices?
Something like that.
Because he's eating a pizza in a third every day.
Holy fuck, though. But like, it's so weird. How does one person eat that many pizzas?
No, he even more than that, because he said over 40 pizzas.
Yeah, over. That's right. A lot of.
Here we go.
Oh,
I mean, it could be 100 even.
I've had over 40 pizzas in the last 30 days. Living currently in Mark Shapiro should be in jail. He has no pizza experience. He's never been in the pizza category.
Why should he be in jail?
I would just say, stay tuned. The day of reckoning will come. The record will be straight.
Why not set the record straight now? I mean, what is it about the record that's not straight?
Stay tuned.
He should have used a racial slur right there. Just
like, what the hell?
So everybody knows he's just fucked.
What is that? What is that?
It was a laugh. There was definitely a laugh.
No, that was a laugh. It was just, it's fucking weird.
He's going to gun down his fucking board. Yeah. Or it's not his board anymore, I guess.
I don't want to speak out of turn, but I just want you to know that what I'm going to do to Papa John's is similar to what that man did in Las Vegas, and I'll never be caught.
Oh, goddamn.
The blood will flow like tomato sauce. And everyone will be able to pick two toppings for $7.99.
That's why he's got that sheen on him, because if the cops try to catch him, he's just going to slip right through their fingers.
I'm a slippery bastard.
He's fucking sweating.
It's fucking terrifying.
He looked sweaty in that video.
Yeah, he was sweaty as fuck.
You can't eat that much pepperoni and not sweat. I'm just saying.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know if you guys are familiar with this or not, but there's a new trend going around. Somebody started this weird fucking health thing where you sun your butthole. Have you seen this?
No.
Okay.
I'm not surprised. People bleach their assholes. Of course they tan them too.
So there's the trend is called perineum sunning. So apparently there's this chick who thought this yogi woman from California, I imagine.
Don't even fucking tell me that it's supposed to be good for your health. Just get the fuck out.
The benefits to sunning.
God damn.
Your asshole.
As soon as you said yogi, this yogi in California, those two words together, you know it's somebody preaching about some health benefit.
She's an Instagram self-proclaimed healer and ascension way shower.
I bet.
Going by the name of Metaphysical Megan.
What is she? You got a picture?
Her name's fucking Megan.
Yeah. Her, it's perineum sunning involves exposing the anus and genitals to the sun to experience a host of alleged health benefits. And, this is the picture of her that went viral of her performing this, this act.
She looks like she's about to shit on that rock.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. But if you, one star that we all know and love tried this and suffered severe burns.
Who?
The one and only fucking world ender, Josh Brolin. Really? Thanos himself.
Really?
Yes.
He got sunburned?
he got his perineum burned, this guy.
Why?
Because
he's got to be smarter than that.
So he posted about his experience, and his quotes are saying, "My pucker hole is crazy burned."
And I was, this is a joke. He's having a piss at this.
And
yogi.
I was going to spend the day shopping with my family. Instead, I'm icing up and using aloe and burn creams because of the severity of the pain. I don't know who the fuck thought of this stupid shit, but fuck you nonetheless. Seriously.
I like that guy. He's funny.
Jesus.
You had to be careful. Like, if you if you do some shit like this and somebody ends up hurting themselves, they might go on like a crazy fucking spree to like kill half the universe.
See what you did, metaphysical Megan. You killed half of humanity.
Like that.
Jesus. It's fucking nuts, man. So people are doing some weird shit. But yeah, guys, don't sun your butthole and your genitals. Come on.
I mean, not all.
They're darker than your other body anyway, so just leave it at that.
Not unless you bleach them.
Yeah, just do a little bit at a time. I mean, if it's not seen the light of day.
You know, I mean, not if you bleach.
It's going to be very sensitive anyway. You got to take time and, you know,
time pace like yourself. like the spice.
Yeah.
Yes, like this. Yeah.
Like the Spice Girl.
Time spice.
Time spice.
I was thinking of butthole spice. Yeah, we know. Butthole. She was the rejected fucking Spice Girl. Yeah. So what is your name? I'm Perineum Spice.
Please. I picture Chris Farley doing that shit.
Like, with I'm here to fuck shit up, okay?
With like a Daisy Duke type outfit and making that face that... The droopy, like, angry
people
face.
Just from a distance, like, throwing Mentos at her. Shut up!
Yeah.
Yes, doctors say do not do it.
Do not do it. You said do. We're talking about assholes.
You guys are ass do? Jesus.
You guys are fucked. All right. You guys have anything you want to talk about before we go into true headlines?
Yeah, I watched The Irishman. Have either of you watched that yet?
No. It's 3.5 hours long.
I heard it's really bad. I heard it's like actually really fucking bad. Like not bad as in bad, but like bad as in fucking boring. I haven't given it the time yet.
It's a 3.5 hour
long
Scorsese film.
It was
walking into.
It was definitely not Goodfellas.
Well, it's because they're all 30 years older than they were.
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm saying as far as, like, you know, their timing. I mean, I know they did a lot of age regression.
Yeah.
But the problem with that is they didn't mess with the eyes. So you can tell, you can see age in people's eyes. Mm-hmm. And they didn't. So that and the way De Niro carried himself and the way he moved, he still moved even when they were doing the old, you know, the younger version. Guy. He moved like a fucking 75-year-old man, you know, like just. Like, just, he looked old.
They should have put his face, like his youth regressed face, on a younger person's body.
Yeah, yeah. They probably would have worked better.
Really expensive.
But the
not necessarily.
It wasn't horrible. It's not a horrible film. It's not, you know, it's not bad. It's just, you know, it's a film, you know.
It's a movie.
Yeah. No, Pacino was good in it. And that's weird because I'm not a huge Pacino fan, but Pacino was pretty good in it. He played...
Did he scream a lot?
He played Jimmy Hoffa.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so it's based on actual, like, you know...
I thought it was, like, completely fictional.
No,
it's like a historical fiction.
Yeah. So it's, you know... So he played a good part. He was... Pacino,
is it worth watching?
I'll say no. But he took
that kind of reaction from Jason is not.
It's because it's 3.5 hours long. So if you've got the time, sure. If not,
Jason had a better reaction to fucking Galaxy Invader. I just want to put it that way.
True. I had more fun with Galaxy Invader.
Yeah, because he would just jump out like that. And he'd be like, "Huh."
That movie was retarded.
Galaxy Invader was great. Fun. Well, I watched the trailer for The Irishman, and the trailer looks fun, but I think you can get the idea of the whole movie from the trailer, and you don't have to watch it.
Well, it was just, yeah, there was a lot of unnecessary.
Yeah.
Like, you could have trimmed it down to 2.5 hours.
Yeah, easy. But here's the thing. Scorsese's on his high horse with the whole, like, film has to be art type thing.
It wasn't, though.
And
you can't come out and talk
shit
about...
Then start making indie shit.
You can't come out and start talking shit about cinema and then put something out that is just not
3.5 hours of slogging through just
it's
needless
just not,
shit.
I mean, you know, the death scenes were brutal for the most part. It wasn't like I said, it wasn't Casino or Goodfellas kind of brutal, but it was, you know, like, okay, you know, just kind of nonchalant, pow, pow, you're dead kind of shit. Like, okay, well, but yeah, it was kind of, I don't know. I was not, I was
let down.
I wasn't impressed.
Gotcha.
At all, you know. Yeah. And I've got friends out there that liked it, and more power to them. I'm not saying if you're a Scorsese fan, by all means watch it. You might enjoy it.
He's saying Chris. Chris liked it. Fuck you, Chris.
No, man. Chris, you're not supposed to watch movies while you're driving.
Yeah. Bastard. Especially a 3.5 hour long break. That's like half of your time you just to sleep so you could be a proficient driver. And you're watching a
watching
fucking
a Scorsese
3.5 hour long fucking Al Pacino being Al Pacino. Like, hey, you charge a guy with a gun. You run away from a guy with a knife.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all you need to know about that.
But no, it's, like I said, if you like Scorsese and you like that kind of thing, you're by all means. But it's a mob film, And Scorsese does mob. That's
what he does well. But he's
so it's just
wait. He did Goodfellas.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I was thinking he did
and Casino.
Taxi Driver. Did he do Taxi Driver? He
probably.
Was in it.
That seems like a Scorsese.
Yeah,
because
he was the. You ever put a stick? See a you ever stick a gun in a girl's pussy?
Yeah.
Yeah. That was he was the guy in the taxi doing that. Weird shit. But yeah. Anything else you guys want to talk about?
But yeah, no. It was good. It was good to see what's his face?
Joe Pesci
back. I mean, at least a little bit. But yeah, he's looking rough.
Yeah, he looks old. Yeah, they all look old. They're like 70 something.
But yeah, no. I mean,
everybody's getting old.
All of our heroes are dying.
Soon we're gonna have to look up down to little youngling actors.
Like Haley Joel Osment.
Feels weird.
Yeah, a lot of the
everybody looks down to him.
A lot of the actors that you guys like watch are are my age or a little older. Like they came out when
he in The Boys?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
that was fun.
He was also in Future Man. I liked which was fucking hilarious.
Yeah.
Did you watch Future Man yet?
Which one is that?
That's the one with.
Yeah. I saw. I haven't watched all of it. I've seen some of it.
Okay.
That's the one where he's like, the people from the future come and find him and. He's like good at a game or something.
Yeah, and that's what.
And then they
him
take
back.
Him back, and it's very Terminator-esque, in some places.
But
yeah,
highly funny.
I only saw like maybe 2/3 of the first season.
Oh,
never finished it.
All right, let's go on to some true headlines. All right, so last week we spoke about, or not last week, last show, we talked about a woman who got a little free and loose with her breast milk at a music festival.
Right, yeah.
So this week, our first
that was the one where she was shooting it all over the crowd.
Yes.
And somebody's like, oh, what the fuck?
Yeah. Oh, God. The first headline we have this week, Woman sprays fresh breast milk at ticket taker on German trolley.
That's okay.
A woman aboard a tram in Germany reportedly sprayed a ticket taker with fresh from the source breast milk after the worker ordered her and a pal to get off of the next stop because they didn't have tickets. Now she's being investigated for assault.
That seems like a ticket to me. By all means, stay.
How would she get salt in her breast milk?
Oh, you'd be surprised. She's eating all that fucking wiener schnitzel and all that shit. It's got a lot of sodium. The milky incident happened on a local... sounds like a fucking Guns N' Roses album. Yeah.
It's the Primus fucking Guns N' Roses collab.
Oh, God. I don't even want to know what that sounds like. The milky incident happened on a local tram line in the western city of Gelsenkirchen on Saturday, according to German news outlet. Police said that when a ticket inspector requested for the identification of the 31-year-old woman and her male companion, the woman exposed her breast and sprayed the ticket controller with breast milk. The man traveling with the woman fled following the shocking boob job.
I get the boob job joke.
Yeah. It only gets worse from here. Responding police officers were forced to pin the woman down on the ground after she refused to provide identifying information. The woman was taken into custody and brought to the police station where police initiated a criminal complaint for riding without a ticket and grievous bodily harm.
No. Wow. No.
Did they confiscate the weapon?
It was a loaded double D.
Okay, I can see maybe like assault or battery or something like that, but grievous bodily harm. But
here's my thing.
Can you get like hepatitis from breast milk or something?
Probably not. But here's my thing. Germany, the country that created the genre of porn where people shit on each other.
They created that?
It was popularized and mainstreamed in Germany.
Fucking weird.
And one guy gets breast milk on him and he's fucking upset. Are you kidding me?
Are you maybe she should have shit on me? Him, you know?
That's, I mean, yeah, maybe she should have shat on him.
Shrit on him.
Shrit. I've got shit on my leg.
If in Germany, it's shrit. There's an S-C-H.
Scheiße.
It just blows my fucking mind, man. I want her arrested because she hurt my feelings. Like, what? Fuck off, man.
Hey,
come on.
America is the trendsetter.
Grievous bodily harm.
Yeah.
No less.
Breast milk does not equal grievous bodily harm. Showing your tits to your kids by accident does not equal being a fucking pedophile.
True.
What is happening in the world?
It might equal grievous mental harm.
Yes.
I mean, that's one of those things like
withholding aid.
You got some dump trucks.
Withholding aid from a country because they won't do what you tell them to is not an impeachable offense.
First off, here's the thing.
But it is! That's all it is!
All right.
He's a fucking idiot!
Let's not go there.
Okay.
It's very divisive at this point in time.
Yes. And what are we? Walking the edge.
See, at 13, walking though, something. At 13 years old, if I saw titties at 13 years old and they're not my mom's, dude, I'm wanking it. I'm sorry. I'm wanking it. That's spank bank material.
I can think of exceptions.
Here's the thing. I had a stepmom, though, at that age, and I did not want to see her tits.
Well, that's
I didn't want to.
Yeah, but maybe she...
That's a weird thing for you to think, Jason. You're weird.
I'm not
You're weird for that.
At 13...
You're weird. Is it working? Am I making him feel bad about himself?
No.
I don't know. I'm okay. Just...
titties are titties.
I don't know. I think there are exceptions.
Titties are
that.
Not titties.
Yes, they are. That is a sexist thing for you to say.
No.
Take that shit back, pig.
I'm with
you,
It's not going to work. It's not going to work. You can't
I'm with
do
you,
this.
Ladies.
You can't bring him back. You can't bring him back.
I can't.
You already fucked it.
No,
you
can't.
Fucked the dog on that one,
no,
Jason.
I didn't. I
you
didn't.
Can't bring him back. Our ladies. Next... Our next
This
headline.
Is brought to you Free by the man who came up with the teddy bear that you suck tits from.
Yeah.
The titty bear.
Titty
yeah,
bear,
the titty
yeah.
bear. Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. We all know. We all know.
The
our
fucking
next,
titty bear.
Our next headline. Woman shits on the floor in her house, then throws it at police.
Where is this?
This is in Bonhill in... A place.
Nice.
Where's Bonhill?
So what happened?
It's in Dumbarton. And that
sounds like UK.
That sounds like British names.
Sounds like some shit of British.
Yeah, I think it is. Hold on, let me look up Bonhill real quick. You guys banter.
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 You guys are
banter.
Shitty at bantering. So fucking
banter.
Banter.
You're supposed to be podcast comedians. What is this?
What do you
think? We have to hold you to a better...
This is funny, okay? It's funny to us, and that's what matters.
Oh, shit. Okay, Bonhill's in Scotland.
Oh,
so
now it makes sense.
Shit just got interesting.
For real.
Yeah.
Okay. Police were called to deal
Does
with...
Does that also make the police interesting?
No. Police are never interesting. They're all pigs. These are just different...
How did the shit get interesting?
We'll see. Police who were called to deal with a report of a woman hurling verbal abuse at her partner were alarmed when she defecated on the floor as they tried to arrest her and shocked when they threw the result at them.
She's acting like a fucking zoo animal.
When she threw the result at them.
That's the proper way to say it.
It just seems so, I don't know.
So what it looks like is...
The result.
She took a shite on the floor. And the resulting product, she fucking threw the shit at him.
Right.
This is what happened. He fucking threw the shit at him. It was fucking gross. Joanne Ward's disgusting behavior, with a U because we're in the UK, came after her then-partner, they got divorced, called police to report her drunken and abusive outburst at him. Ward was eventually arrested after the incident at a property in Bond Hill on October 22nd in Scotland. She was kept in custody overnight and pleaded guilty in court the following day to two charges of threatening or abusive behavior. The 43-year-old woman was released on bail. Why is that funny?
Just the whole situation. Just the angry drunk woman throwing shit at cops.
An angry drunk Scottish woman. So you could just cross out the drunk part and just say angry.
Pigs like to wallow in shit.
That's a terrible Scottish accent.
It wasn't supposed to be.
Do it. Try it.
Don't
you have Scottish ancestry?
I don't know. I don't know yet.
Maybe. The 43-year-old was released on bail, but just 2 days later, on October 25th, she thumbed her nose at the court's orders by leaving the same man an abusive voicemail in which she said she didn't give a shit about bail conditions. During the course of the phone call, the accused could be heard calling the complainer a fucking dick. All blurred out. Scotland is so proper in text. At the end of the call, the complainer ushered the accused out of the property before closing the door on her. She began shouting and swearing and asked if it was because of the complainer's phone call. She was repeatedly warned by her behavior, but chose to continue telling police to fuck off unless they had warrants and continuing to call the complainer names. She was told she was being placed under arrest and was handcuffed. Police tried to remove her from the property, but before they could do so, the accused defecated on the floor, smeared her foot in it, and then stamped on the excrement, causing it to splash around the floor.
Splash? She was drunk, so...
She's one of them fucking whiskey shites.
Drunk shit.
I don't know why, but you said she's in Bond Hill, Scotland, and my mind immediately went Bond Hill, Scotland. Bond Scott.
Yeah.
AC/DC. You know, I just.
Fuck yeah, bro. Highway to hell.
I was like, AC/DC, Dirty Deeds. Oh, okay, anyway.
Dirty Deeds. Shitting on the floor.
Yeah, that's what I was like, there's a conspiracy there. You know?
I was just singing the Get Swifty song in my head, so.
Get swifty. You know. Miss Healing then went on to describe the voicemail message that she left. The accused said, blah, blah, blah.
Take off your pants and your panties. Take shit on the floor. Stomp in it. Throw it at the cops. Get swifty in here.
Wow. They said she wasn't in a good state of mind, and her solicitor told his client's behavior was the result of her mental health and her issues with alcohol and her relationship with the man. That's hilarious. What is going on in Scotland?
What's going on in the world? Period.
Dude, the world's fucked. Yeah, just not to, you know, fuck your state, fuck your world.
I don't think the world has changed. I think we just know more about it. Yeah, we just more is publicized now. Yeah.
Well, here's something that's not like absolute crap, but it's actually cool. If you can find the there's a short video that somebody made, and what it was is there's a cornfield,
mm-hmm.
and it flooded, and then froze, and then the waters receded, but there's this like plate of ice held up by the corn stalks. That's like sitting up like 3 feet off the ground. Like you can look under, it's just clear. There's like, it's strong enough that, you know, people are standing on it.
That's really cool.
It's pretty badass. Like if you can.
Whoa. Yeah, yeah, because the stalks would support it. That sounds really cool.
Yeah, if you can find that video, it's pretty cool. It's one of those things that you notice, like, you forget how fucking amazing nature can be sometimes, like just the natural order of things, and you're like, and then you see that kind of shit and you go, wow, that's fucking cool. I've never seen that before, but it's really
Yeah, nature's a pretty thing, and I'm gonna use nature against that bastard that took my spot as the CEO of Papa John's. I'm Papa John. There's no other goddamn Papa John, and I'm gonna meet him in the middle of the ring. SmackDown 2027. I plan to eat 40 more pizzas in the next 3 weeks. I gotta bulk up.
But even I get up
to the next weight class. Oh, that is impalement waiting to happen.
Oh, damn.
That's really cool looking, though.
It is cool looking. But yeah, I don't want to stand on top of that, slip, and then catch one of those bitches in the fucking
side.
That's
like a raccoon's like dream playhouse.
Yeah. That's really cool.
Yeah, it's one of those things, you know?
I'll show the video on the video.
That's pretty cool.
So okay. Email me that, or text me that link. Email okay. me. Jesus Christ.
Yep.
How old am I? All right, Three. So our last headline to close out the show. This did not happen in Jacksonville before I say this. This was in another state. It was in Little Rock. Not this state's Arkansas, obviously. But Jacksonville, Arkansas. A Jacksonville driver charged with DWI accused of throwing urine-soaked socks at an officer.
Huh. The other half of the...
Yeah, we're just going all kinds of bodily fluids today. a Jacksonville man has been accused of throwing urine-soaked socks at a police officer after being arrested on a charge of driving while intoxicated.
See, now that's just... You know what he should have done? He should have taken them off. He should have soaked them in urine, put them on like boxing gloves, and then punched his way to freedom. Every punch, just a splash, 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 splash.
He would, yeah. That's a good way to take a fucking taser to the asshole. I'm sorry. Like, if
piss on your face. But just like some Tourette's type shit.
Here's the funny thing about it. You might be using the wrong accent because this man, Tran Khan.
Where's he from?
Just look at him, Tyson.
Where's he from, though?
He's from Little Rock, Arkansas.
He's from Arkansas. So he would have said it just like I did,
no,
Jacob.
No.
Piss on your face.
No.
Slap, 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 slap.
Tran Khan, 39, urinated.
His last name's Khan.
His name is Khan.
That's a cool last name.
Like
Shere Khan.
Super News and Phone.
No, like Shere Khan.
No.
No, like.
Like Genghis Khan. No. Like Kublai Khan.
Yeah, just like keep naming all
Attila
the things
the
you know.
Hun Khan.
Just keep going until we have no listeners. Just keep going. Like Shaka Khan.
Khan!
Oh, yeah, Wrath
yes,
of Khan.
Yes, yes, yeah. One of the cops.
The Wrath of, the Wrath of Khan. Fucking throwing urines. But, you know, Khan, wasn't the name of fucking Hank's neighbor?
I just said that.
Khan Supanusen.
I couldn't hear you over him.
Oh, fair enough.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm easy to blame. I'm easy to blame.
Because you're across from me.
Yeah, I'm sure. Cross, all right.
You cross me. Don't
I'm
cross
mighty
me,
cross.
I'm so cross I might slap you with piss socks.
It's shit on the floor.
X-Man. Generation X-Man.
Ching. So Tran Khan, 39, urinated on himself at some point during a traffic stop. Are you all right?
He just urinated on himself. I can just see him going, just playing with it.
Deputies arrested him on charges of careless driving and driving while intoxicated. But after being taken to the Pulaski County Jail, Khan reportedly threw his urine-soaked socks at an intake officer. And he was then additionally charged with third-degree assault.
Did you specifically look for bodily fluid?
I did not.
Stuff?
I just looked
up. Is it all kind of, except for the titty flashing one, everything else had to do with body fluids?
I did not plan this. Yeah. I just checked out. Offbeat,
just
funny news, and this is the ones that the universe gave me.
You know, I'm sorry. This is tilting that fucking line, though. You know, it was.
Go ahead. You
it was an intake. I haven't done. We've all done it. Don't
bring the pun
on
in here.
But no, you said you know an intake officer, and all I could think was a takeout pun
because of his name.
Yeah.
So you're being racist?
No.
I still don't get anything you just said. Exactly. So what was the rest of the story?
That's it.
Okay.
He pissed himself sometime during the traffic stop. The
slapped him with piss socks.
Yeah, the intake gross. Officer, you said you heard take in and you were like, oh, take out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was trying to make a take out joke. I just
didn't
come up with because
he's Khan. He's Chinese. Just, and you're like,
Chinese takey outy.
Yeah, I got it.
And that's not mine. That's actually
that's an actual chain restaurant.
Yeah, that's a chain restaurant. I can't be.
Can't make that shit.
But is this how we're going to end the episode? Is with you making a shitty pun?
Well, you could always edit that out. You could edit the joke out, but not me explaining that you could edit it out.
Yeah.
And even the explanation about me explaining that you can edit it out. You can leave all that in, but just the joke take it out.
I think
that's how we do it.
I think having all of this in would be fantastic.
I think everybody.
Just like.
A little mystery.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that's what they tune
mystery
in for,
the
fucking mystery.
Yeah, mystery machine.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right,
bro.
Well, you guys have anything else you want to talk about, or we're going to call it?
I'm good.
I think we should call it. I think much like, you know, Scorsese's career.
So guys, Drop Tent Media. Check them out. There's a bunch of other great podcasts on there besides ours. Drop Tent.
Drop Tent.
Do it live.
Drop Tent Media. Drop Tent.
Yes. Also, guys, Patreon's up. There's a bunch of cool shit for you to do if you give us money. You don't just
give us your money.
You don't just give us your money. You also get some really cool shit in return.
I might have to give us your money first.
Yeah, but it, and
they don't produce milk.
The D&D stuff is going to be started pretty soon. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a blast. You guys are going to enjoy it. So just
they think it's going to be fun, but I'm going to make it horrible for everyone.
Which will be funny for you guys.
He thinks that, we'll but be, I'm the dungeon master.
Yeah. Good lord. Yeah. So drop10media.com. Check it out. There's great shit there. We're there. That's all you need.
Yeah. You don't need anybody else.
But you know, you can. You can go check out other stuff. There's there's other good stuff.
We'll let you. We can have an open relationship.
Yeah. I'm cool with that. There can be other podcasts besides us, but you have
there
to
can be only one.
All right. Fucking twat.